I'm in P3 today at KBOO.FM, Cable Community Radio, and I have a very special guest with me is Johnny Cool Stargazer. Johnny Cool, how you doing, bro?
Hey, what's good? I'm doing good, man.
Good,
thanks,
man,
for having me.
Yeah, man, I just wanted you to come down and maybe spend a little time telling me and the listeners about what you're up to with music right now, with and how what you do with music might relate to Cable Community Radio.
Oh, man, right now, I just completed a full project called Native Alien, and I'm in the process of releasing singles at a time just to see how they do. But in the meantime, I spend a lot of time here at KBOO, especially in where we are right here in P3, and just, you know, catching up on editing. I offer some help for those who don't know much about Adobe Audition. I can lend a hand. There's a lot of different podcasts going on here, so I'm a little bit savvy with the program here. Plus, yeah, it's just like cool to meet folks, you know, like record different rough drafts and references to new music ideas. It's real, how do you say, not just accessible, but it's helps, really beneficial.
So yeah, this is a new production studio here at KBOO called P3, stands for Production 3, and we got some new equipment in here, and Adobe Audition is one of the programs, the software programs that people use to create radio down here at KBOO. People create news interviews and edit them, kind of like what we're doing now. We're doing this News from the Booth segment in Adobe Audition, but people also, a lot of people that come through here are producers of music, singers, songwriters, beat makers such as yourself. So how long, Johnny, have you been making music?
Well, this is my 11th year.
11th year.
Yeah, 11th year into it. I officially started because, you know, like maybe a couple years prior, I would fish around and kind of see if this is what I wanted to do. But I remember when I was 20, because I'm 31 now, that was the year I decided, I'm like, you know what, this is what I really want to do. I'm going to start it. I made an oath to treat every day job as it is, just something, you know, to make ends meet. But, you know, like my real passion was to just, not just to make music, but like, you know, really be great at it, like the greats that I like.
Well, hey, man, I think you're a great artist. And, you know, one of the things I noticed about you from the time I first met you is that you're also very humble. So you're down-to-earth cool cat, but I wouldn't have assumed that you were working with some of the heavyweights that you work with, that you play as many instruments that you do, and that your vision was as far-reaching as it is. Could you tell us a little bit about maybe why you chose music, or did music choose you?
I would say music chose me for a long time, and especially throughout high school. I wanted to go to the NBA. I wanted to play basketball. I wanted to hoop. But I grew up in a house with my mother was a singer, and my father was a musician here in town, him and my late uncle. And I would just, anywhere we went with them, you would hear, people always say, hey man, like your father, you know, your father, and they're great musicians. He was a keyboard player. He played with like Linda Hornbuckle and all around, Jazz Machine in Portland. And so music was all through. I was like one of those kids that you see at the rehearsal, like running around, running crazy. So, or at one of my dad's shows. And so it just stuck with me. And so by the time it was my senior year, and I was like, you know, I wasn't playing basketball like I wanted to, listening to music in a whole other way, it really just hit me like, whoa, like I want to figure this out. And having some natural abilities, just because of family karaoke and family dance night, we would just mess around at home, kind of it stuck with me. I knew the formula, you know.
Wow. And how many instruments do you play?
Right now I actually just play the keys, and I use my vocals as an instrument. But yeah, just the keys right now, mastering, getting a bit better with them. You know, I like it when I play something and somebody from the band goes like, "Who is that? Is that the piano player? Is that Paul, or is that, you know, is that somebody else?" I'm like, "Nah, man, this is me. You know, I'm getting better." So it's just practicing, because with music, you know, I always found out there's always something I can practice on, whether it's my rhymes, editing something, you know.
Right. It's such a vast field. There's endless endless ways to apply yourself when you get into music. And does the music that you create, does it have a particular message or feel? Like, how would you describe what you're up to with your music?
Lately, I've been really putting a lot of, soul. That's really vague. I say some, real orchestrated sounds. I listen to Isaac Hayes, and there's a lot of soul singers like this guy named Greg Perry, folks in that time had string arrangements that made you feel beautiful, like brilliant, almost like you're writing a ballet, almost like you're bringing out your genius when you hear these kind of arrangements. You're like, wow, like the way that the symphony, the way that the strings are going, the violins and the horns, you know, just the placement of them. Listen to a lot of classic Motown too, so I've been bringing a lot of that to my music, like not over the top, like not too many layers of sounds, but really like some good, like full sounds, such as like getting better at my violin placement and how to use those strings, and just adding in and still keeping it cosmic with some of my vibes. So like oh man, what's an example? There's a little bit of that drum pattern, like Outkast, like almost like Andre 3000's, like Hey Y'all, that like Afro punk vibe, but with just a touch of Stevie Wonder's, like beauty and like a little grace to it. So it's not as edgy, but it has this like.
Well, you know that Hey Y'all song, it's kind of a up tempo beat, and it's got a real rock and roll feel to it, even though it's a hip hop song with soul singing on it. And when I say it's got a rock and roll feel to it, it also has like a southern gospel feel to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was thinking about that beat, that boom cha boom cha boom cha boom cha.
Yeah,
and you know that beat kind of, you know, it came out of the South, it came out of the church. And black people doing their thing, and it became kind of a rhythm that underscored a lot of rock and roll music, and it's even present in a lot of hardcore punk music.
That's so true. True.
Wow.
And it's like, I mean, and that's why I've been getting that bounce, like that drum pattern particularly, and like, but like placing it with some, like, you know, like some jazz bass, some like upright bass tunes, and just like grooves, and just like filling those in with like fluttery strings, and just like just how to use those sounds to open your mind. Because I had a person tell me, they said, you know, to listen to like Beethoven and Bach and all those people from there, you know, like that kind of music does something to your mind. And I'm like, you know what, let me try to make my own, because, you know, I don't want to have to listen to those same records, you know. I know them when I hear them, but maybe let me tap at it, you know, just a little bit.
Yeah, man, there's like, again, you're just reminding me of that there are so many ways to apply yourself to music as a human being, with a creative spirit and with an imagination, with the drive and the passion. And what you discover, you know, is that a lot of the people that make beautiful music aren't necessarily people who are any more intelligent than you. They might be people who are more driven.
Yeah, yeah.
They might be people who took their dream a little bit more serious and made it more of a priority. So a lot of us that are artists, you know, we have to work jobs. You know, there's the old adage of the starving artist. We have to do all kinds of things to make money because we haven't figured out a way for our art to support our lives, our families full time. So are you a full time musician?
I am a full time musician. Starting like as of back in January, actually, maybe a little bit before then. But yeah, it definitely has its ups and downs. But I found a good way, like especially in music production, to go into licensing.
Okay.
Music licensing will get you to where you're getting not dough. I can't say around the clock, but you start up money. You start it up to where as long as your song's being played somewhere, you're getting paid somewhere.
So what are those called? The monies that you get off of your song being played somewhere through licensing deals, What do you call that money? Is that residuals? Is that royalties? What is that?
Yeah, like royalties. And a lot of times when you do a job like that, you get a payout. You get a payout. You just got to be, until things are skyrocketing, I still, you know, got to be wise with the dough I get. Because, you know, I'm not, I can't say that. But there'll be a time where I will be able to just be comfortable and buy stuff, you know. But right now, I'm a modern man. So, you know, the dough I get, you know, definitely goes to family and bills, but it's been up and down, you know, working with just your music, because there's a point of no return. It's like I couldn't even think about going back. Like, even getting a job, I'll get fired right away, just because of the dedication I put towards my day-to-day life. Like, I put myself through like a school. I have an hour of tutorial of piano, an hour of social media, emailing, and just returning messages and things like that. Because, you know, and I see how people get really busy, you know. Like, sometimes I'm like, dang, I don't know how I let a whole day slip by, and I'm still trying to figure out how to write this email the right way. So you want to be professional about certain things, and you learn a lot of etiquette, and you learn that you have to make these meetings on time. And I would say I can't complain. I'm really blessed, and I'm happy I have a supportive tribe, because I couldn't do it without my tribe. Like,
and what's the name of that tribe?
Rose Tribe.
Rose Tribe. So that's a local, regional kind of thing, a West Coast thing?
Yeah. Local. I would say local. Like, a lot of folks, we're all from Portland. Like, okay. It's a good collective of artists of different strengths and different mediums. You know, but we all came around. There's a old studio back on like 94th and Burnside. Okay. We used to rock at, and that was maybe like 2011, 2012, and that's when I started going there, and that's where I met everybody.
Wow! So maybe I'll shout out a couple cats from Rose Tribe, and why don't you introduce us to a song that you would like to share with the people?
Word. Yeah, shout out to my bro Tyus of Rose Tribe, Caso, Free Five. Shout out to D-Ferg Shotgun and EA. Shout out to Megan. Oh man, shout out to Damone, DJ Skills. Man, shout out to the whole Rose Tribe for definitely having my back. I got your back. Let's make more music, make more art, keep the world a better place.
That's what's up. And where can we find your music online, Johnny Cool?
I have a website. It's johnnycool86.com. That's J-O-N-N-Y cool86.com. And you'll find all the latest updates of music, shows, videos, coming out. And speaking of which, I just released a new song this past Friday called Special Girl. That's the one I'll show you.
All right, man. I've seen Special Girl live. It's a dynamite cut. Thanks so much for coming down and talking to us on News from the Boo. Johnny Cool Stargazer. I'm Mike Crenshaw. Hey, peace.
Peace.
That's right. The time is 6 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland.
What's good? This is Tevin, your host here at Combined Culture Radio.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jalen, Super Ultra Extra, your co-host. And here at Combined Culture, we're here to touch on multiple aspects of the culture.
Our first show is Wednesday, August 16th at 7 p.m. Tune in to spread the culture.